All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual who is set to compete at BKFC 48, which all goes down on August the 11th. We've got Robert Armas getting out there to take on Eric Dodson, knuckling up and toeing the line against one another, and great getting to have Eric on the show. How's everything going there, man?
Everything's going good. Can't complain. Camp's going well. I got a good team behind me. We've got a lot of people joining on as both me and my brother and the sport itself is going good. So everything's going good.
Yeah, and it seems like both of you guys, as much as you're having cool individual journeys, like there's a certain synchronicity to it, just both of you guys handing out those dual beatings at, you know, BKFC 28 and just readying to both compete in, you know, intriguing bouts on this next event here. Like, how has this been, you know, both individually as a journey, but also just like your brother kind of being almost in lockstep in certain regards with what you're doing too?
Yeah, individually it's going good. I'm glad I was able to get back into the ring and kind of do something different. I did MMA for a little bit, and then just kind of fell out of it for a while. But whenever BKFC kind of got started, I followed it since the beginning. And then once we had the opportunity to go to one of the tryouts, we went out there and did that. But the journey itself, or this fight camp itself, has been pretty good. It's different. Albuquerque's a fight town itself, and I know a lot of fighters are here, but I'm not used to getting recognized on my own. I'm pretty much John Dodson's younger brother for the most part, so it's different. It's cool. I'll be at the stores or something, and then people recognize me. So I'm growing in that regard, but it's a little bit different for me. I hadn't expected that.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'd kind of noticed that too in doing my background on you. Like, you've had a handful of amateur MMA bouts, at least per the aggregators that are out there. And just interesting that you returned to BKFC after that, like, multi-year hiatus and out there in the workforce and stuff like that. But it seems like you were talking about, you caught it early on and it really, I guess, reignited something back in you to return to competition. So definitely love to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was never real big on, like, jiu-jitsu. Don't get me wrong, I wrestled, and I know a handful of things in jiu-jitsu itself, but it just was never my forte, and I think the crowd plays a lot into that, because especially early on with mixed martial arts, the crowd itself wasn't knowledgeable, and so they would boo or say the dumbest kind of things while people are grappling, and so that just was never my forte, but all striking, all stand-up, for the most part, always was. And BKFC seems a little bit more savage, so I like that part of it, to be honest. But it's a little bit different in regards to the fact that there's no gloves in general. Because with bigger boxing gloves, you're able to shield yourself differently and take the impacts differently. But you've also got to be conscious of the way you throw punches. So there's a handful of differences in it, but I definitely like it a lot more.
And it seems like both you and your brother have, like, such an aptitude for it. I mean, you talk about some of the different considerations with bare knuckle and everything. Does a lot of that come from just, like, learning on the job mostly? Is it just using, like, your general, I guess, combat intuition to be able to, like, understand how to, like, approach the sport differently? Like, how does that all work out, I guess?
I'm not really sure why we're a little bit better at it than we thought we would be, I guess. I know in terms of John and me, we try to use a speed, especially when we go against each other during training practices, just because there is that element of I don't want to get bested by my brother, but also my brother's and I'm his little brother. You know what I mean? So it plays a little bit into it. But in terms of, like, speed, I think is kind of what helps us a little bit more. It's harder to fill those gaps or make adjustments on the fly when punches are coming super duper fast, and so we're able to find hold a little bit better, but it's also harder for the opponent to cover up those gaps in that shorter time frame. So it all worked out a little bit better for us.
And you were kind of just touching on it there, like, it seems like this sport has really, I guess, like, given you that platform to really, like, step out and, you know, really optimize the skills that you have. Like, a lot more people are noticing you and stuff like that. Like, is that kind of strange almost? Is it, like, a cool sort of thing? Because it seems like you're on a good trajectory right now. Like, there's even talks about, like, you know, a title shot sooner rather than later. So like, how does it feel, just all of this recent, you know, all of these recent happenings, I guess?
It feels good. It's not necessarily overwhelming or anything like that. I've been around the sport for a long time. My brother's been in the UFC and he's fought for other promotions. But a lot of our friends around us have been in the UFC, but also different promotions. And some of them just do specifically jiu-jitsu or boxing. So I've been around the fight game a long time. So it's not necessarily that I'm like developing my fighting and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, my style is a lot different than John's. But I've been around the sport itself for a long time, so it's nothing new to me. I'm just basically new to the fan.
Yeah, I'm just curious to get some of the thoughts, like, at this juncture, because, I mean, you're approaching a very interesting anniversary here in a lot of regards, just with the first anniversary as a BKFC fighter lining up with August 27th, and just has seemed like a cool journey since, from what I could tell, it seems like you came to BKFC's attention during a tryout event at Donald Cerrone's BMF Ranch. Can you talk about, I guess, just that entire timeline, like from the tryouts to kind of where you're at now, or sooner rather than later, it'll be that 1 year anniversary as a bare knuckle boxer?
Yeah, definitely. We did the tryouts over at Donald Cerrone's ranch. We were going to drive out of town, but just by chance, somebody sent me a flyer that they had seen that they were doing it at Cowboys Ranch, which was super duper convenient. We were going to plan a trip a little bit later out, but it was within like 2 weeks that we had noticed the flyer here in town, so we had done that. And it went well for us, to be honest. It had a great showing out there. Don't get me wrong, people want to see Donald Cerrone and see his ranch because he's got a lot of toys out there. But in general, there was a lot of fighters that went out there to at least give their shot, kind of see the differences. And we kind of shined a little bit through that. My brother's name obviously made its own way, but just being from New Mexico gave us probably a little bit an advantage out in Edgewood. The altitude's a little bit different than it is here in Albuquerque. It's a little bit higher up too, so our cardio is pushed through and our quickness is pushed through, but also confidence of knowing that my brother was alongside me. He's fought for a bunch of different promotions, and in terms of competition, both over at Cowboys Ranch and here in town, we've had a lot of great fighters over the years come through it, so that journey itself has been a long journey, but it got me here. And then just coming around to that full year, it is a little bit different. There's like, people were curious at first, but now that me and my brother have both done it, especially in Albuquerque, they put on two shows here now, and this being our third show here in Albuquerque, it's growing as a sport. People talk about it. People talk about the fact that they had missed the last one. They're coming to the next one. People are reposting pictures and stuff like that, or just general conversation. The sport itself has grown organically, and with us being among the first in Albuquerque, at least, to do bare knuckle boxing with the BKFC, it's grown alongside us. So it's a fun journey, man. More and more people are interested about it. More people are asking about it. Some people cringe at the fact that we do it, but it's fun, and it's a cool adventure, and it's cool to be one of the people who kind of helped pioneer it in Albuquerque, at least.
Yeah, that must feel amazing to be part of all of that. Just as much as the sport is really expanding at a global level, it seems like their, I guess, domestic expansion into that particular state, yourself and your brother have played a huge role in all of that. So it seems like there's a lot of, I guess, exciting components to that. Like, is that coming from, like, almost like a historical kind of appreciation? Because it seems like you guys are kind of in that space. I mean, what with your brother trending towards, you know, fighting for that inaugural flyweight title, and I mean, if you get to where you want to be with, you know, the featherweight title aspirations, I mean, we only just cemented the first champion, so it seems like there's a lot of, like, I guess, historical opportunity, or like a chance to instantiate yourselves even further into the history of this sport, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as we continue to do well, and as long as we keep our heads real focused on our goals, we're gonna get to where we want to be, and then if we both get both get titles, that'll be just another milestone that we'll hit, or a record that we'll help set. And then hopefully we keep fighting, keep outlasting the opponents in the way that we've done, so that we can further and further ourselves from it to make it a harder record to beat later down the road.
Yeah, I just love how you guys have this like playful kind of dynamic where you're like trying to get a quicker knockout than John and vice versa. So yeah, I love to see it. I've got a brother too, so I've got a fun rapport with him too. So I just like to see it in a BKFC context for sure.
I like it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just having a little competition with my brother makes it all the better. Sometimes it turns into just me outlasting him in any venue, or vice versa, and just beating each other kind of helps the competition in itself, because I'm competing against John, and so I've got huge competition regardless of who the opponent is. Don't get me wrong, we're not looking past the opponent at any time, but having that little bit of competition is a little bit of a push, plus a fantastic training partner to always go with. Someone who's been around, somebody who's proven he's durable, somebody who's been in some wars and fought for some titles. And so it's cool to do it all alongside my brother, but that competition in itself helps push us, but it also helps us grow, because I'm a little bit bigger than he is, a little bit taller, a little bit longer, so he's never going to fight somebody who hits as hard as I do, for sure. And I'm never going to go up against somebody who's fast as him, so going and doing this together is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it really seems like a mutually beneficial arrangement, and I also love that you guys also seemingly have like picked the brains of certain people who were already kind of established in the sport as you were getting into it, like Taylor Starling and Leonard Garcia, as well as Isaac Valley Flag, from what I understand too. So it seems like you guys really checked off all the boxes as you kind of transition into this sport.
Yeah, definitely. We've reached out to some people, just to see their experience with it. Obviously, the rules are a little bit different, so we were able to find out in a handful of areas, but also put our own twist on a handful of things once we get into those positions. Thankfully, we haven't had to get into a lot of those positions just yet, but which is good, because we can retool them, redefine them every time we step into the octagon. We'll see something different, so we'll be able to come up with something a little bit different, a little bit more creative, for getting out of any bad situations we might get put in. But with my brother being able to put me in those, and then me being able to put him in those, we're able to kind of address that before it becomes an issue, so that hopefully in the ring, and then when all the eyes are on us, we're not having to deal with those areas.
Yeah, and that seems to come across in your guys' approach for sure. But just curious about this next one here, and just some of the insights on this opponent, just with this being his fourth BKFC fight, and all of his bouts, you know, win or lose, ended inside the distance and everything like that. Like, what have you seen from this guy on a, I guess, like tape study level, where I guess you're seeing some stylistic attributes shining through? Like, what does he do well in the BKFC ring, I suppose?
Yeah, so definitely. He is he's a replacement opponent. The original opponent had gotten injured, so we had to find somebody else. And it's a decent enough time frame, and he's coming off a recent fight. At least it hasn't been that long since he's fought last. So just watching his previous fights, and just kind of the little bit of things I could find on him, he's definitely going to push the pace. I think his first fight didn't go his way, but it's a learning experience, so I think he's learned, he's absorbed punches, so he's a little bit more familiar with the rules of the octagon, but also the squared circle, but he's also a little bit more adept at dealing with the kind of adversity that comes alongside with it. Like you said, he doesn't go the distance very often, so he's looking to bring it, so I'm looking to return fire as soon as I get hit. I'm looking to get into a real big exchange with him, and we'll just kind of see where that goes. It doesn't look like, for the most part, it looks like he's coming in hot and heavy, and it looks like he's definitely willing to get it done early. Put a lot of commitment towards that, but we'll have an answer for it once the time comes for it.
And as it's interesting because I get the sense that you don't, like, I guess specifically look at it this way in terms of, like, overextending yourself to force it, but just even talking about how you think your opponent is going to be approaching this just, like, with that forward pressure and stuff like that. I mean, you've got the 2-0 record right now with a pair of first-round finishes. It almost sounds like maybe his approach could, you know, sort of play into all of that a little bit, just getting that, you know, third first-round finish notched there.
Yeah, definitely. For the most part, to be honest, the first-round finishes, don't get me wrong, me and my brother had, like, a small bet going with it. But in terms of the first-round finishes, both on my side and my brother's side, the bigger aspect of the game, honestly, should be, and it is for us, is to land our punches. I know for sure if I land enough punches, my opponent's going to go down, and same with my brother. He knows that if he lands enough punches, the opponent's going to go down. And if the opponent's looking to push the pace or bring it towards us and they run into a handful of punches and they're not smart about it, they're definitely going to run into some stuff that's going to put them into some trouble.
Yeah, for sure. And I ask this obviously not in a way to overlook, you know, this opponent here. I mean, squarely focused on this one, but I mean, you strike me as a guy that is, like, studious or at least aware of some of the surrounding guys in the division and everything. And I kind of mentioned the cementing of the inaugural featherweight champion earlier. Like, what are your thoughts on, I guess, just the general, like, hierarchy of the division? I mean, you asserted yourself into that number 5 spot as far as, like, the last rankings update, but what are your thoughts on some of the, I guess, compatriots there in the top 5 and just, you know, Kai Stewart cementing himself as champion recently and all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Kai Stewart, and he definitely won the belt coming up here soon, and then other guys in the division. I have a handful of people looking at me, a handful of people in my DMs and saying that they want to fight, and it's kind of intriguing, to be honest. Looking forward towards the fight, honestly. It doesn't matter if it's Kai Stewart or somebody comes up through the rankings and beats him. Definitely getting to the top is more of a goal than it really is fighting a specific person or anybody specifically. But there's a handful of guys that have definitely intrigued me in terms of fighting. And so I just kind of want to see where they go or what they do. But I'm definitely interested in moving up in the rankings still. But also just getting as many fights as I can, to be honest. I probably don't have a long time in this sport, but on my way to the top, man, I'm excited to get as many fights as I can. It's not every day you get to punch somebody in the face, though. It's an experience that few really, really get to experience, and to experience it in your hometown over and over again, or on a larger scale with that many eyes looking at you. In itself, that experience itself is good. But yeah, there's a couple guys in the division above me that I definitely am interested in fighting. It's going to change throughout the years and throughout the time. But I want to see whoever's above me. I want to put my skills against their skills for sure to showcase what it is I can do and what I've been working on. Like I said, the sport itself, I'm not new to the sport. I'm not new to fighting by any means. I go out there super duper calm. I'm used to this. I've been in a lot of fights. But I've also had those MMA fights, and we've done training rounds with harder partners, and sometimes when new guys come to the gym, it's basically a fight, so I'm not by any means even slightly scared of harder punchers or quicker dudes or guys that are specific to boxing or any of the people above me, not by any means. The fight itself, I genuinely like to fight, just like kids like balloons, man, and so it makes it a lot funner that I get to experience it in front of a home crowd, because who doesn't like to show off what they're good at or do what they love doing? So the guys in front of me are just the guys in front of me for now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I'm kind of curious to get some thoughts on this, because I feel like I've gotten a certain level of insight into the, you know, work that you get in, like, a, you know, camp sort of sense. But, like, how do you, I guess, curate certain aspects of the camp? Just, I guess what I mean by that is, like, I know certain, you know, people who transition over into bare knuckle will add certain almost, like, unique elements to their training camp. Like, some people will, like, work with, like, the wooden Muay Thai boards or, you know, grip in the sand, just different things to kind of galvanize the hands and stuff like that. Are you doing that? I know some fighters kind of scoff at it almost. Like, where are you in that kind of binary there?
Yeah, I'm more of a I'm more of one of the fighters that scoff at it. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think having stronger wrists is important, but also we wrap our wrists. But I think like stuff like punching harder elements to strengthen the front of your knuckles. I'm halfway about it because the punching power comes from like rotational power, and it comes from the foot, and it comes from shoulders. So I don't know about strengthening the actual knuckle sometimes. Don't get me wrong, my hands swell up after the fights, and then which is expected because you're banging them against something. You know what I mean? But overall, there's nothing you could do in terms of like preventing swelling. Not really for your knuckles. Maybe strengthening the wrist, but we wrap them and then we wrap them well. But it's all rotational power for me, so it's just, I don't know. Strengthening them just doesn't make sense in some areas. And sometimes people don't land them, so what's the point of punching wood all day if they don't land, you know?
Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from and everything like that, for sure. But I guess one of the last things I wanted to touch on, because I'm generally curious about like the origins of different fighter nicknames, and I like yours being, you know, Thuggy Bear and everything. Like, where does that come from? Like, who gave you the moniker, and what's the backstory to all of that?
It's because I've been in the gym for a long time, but for whatever reason, in my head, I'm throwing just like Pacquiao's throwing, or moving just like Lomachenko's moving. But whenever you see it, it's not there. Whenever that paintbrush hits the canvas, it's not necessarily the same artwork I saw in my head. So I fight like a thug, man. I don't know why I do it. It's my style. But somebody gave it up to me in the gym a while back, and then it just kind of stuck around. But yeah, I fight like a thug for whatever reason. I really don't know why I do that. I've been around it for a long time.
That's interesting. So you almost had like a different I guess, perception of how you were fighting versus, like, how it actually came across when you were watching it back.
Yeah, for sure. It wasn't really up until people started taking videos of it that I noticed it. And then at one point, and I think that's kind of where the origin of it came from, was John Jones a while back had posted up on his Instagram picture, and he was like, look, that's Sean's brother. Look at him. It looks like a street fight, don't it? Look, he's been here for a while, but he fought like a thug. It looks like a street fight. And then people started calling me Thuggy Bear after that.
Oh, I love that. That's a great backstory and everything. I definitely appreciate that insights. And I mean, definitely that sort of approach seems to lend itself well to what you've been doing so far in BKFC. It seems like you've been demonstrably successful, and very much appreciate you making some time to talk before this next contest and everything, but just being mindful of your time and schedule, Eric. I'm curious if there's like perhaps a final parting thought you'd like to add potentially as we're sort of wrapping things up here, man.
Not really. I'm just really excited for it to come back to Albuquerque. Just the BKFC in general, to keep putting on shows. It gives Albuquerque something to do. We don't have a big sports team here. Don't get me wrong. We have United, so we have soccer, but in terms of like NFL teams or NBA teams or anything like that, we don't have really Major League Baseball. And so it's awesome that we're a fight town. We're known for fighting. We'll have the first flyweight champion. We have the first ultimate fighter. And so we've got some good names out of here. So it's really cool that the BKFC is helping us develop our fight name in this city itself. But I'm super appreciative of it. Plus everybody in Albuquerque that comes out to watch, the only reason we're able to do this is because people come and watch and because people like to see it. So as long as people love it, I'm going to give it my all. It's not something you get to do every day. So, I hope they're enjoying it as much as I am. I know I love the sport. I hope they like watching it. So, I can't wait to see my brother win a title. That'll be fantastic, and it'll be cool to see in real life on the same card. So I'm really, really, really appreciative of my opponent stepping in at a shorter of a notice fight just to kind of help me along, because I'll still be able to get the fight on that same card with John. So I do appreciate him for that. Don't get me wrong. He's probably looking to take my head off And so I'll be there to return the favor. But, man, if it wasn't for the opponents, I wouldn't be able to fight. So I appreciate the opponents, the fans, the training partners, people like you, definitely giving us interview, giving us spotlight, but also helping us encourage younger kids to kind of do the same thing and keeping the sport itself growing, but also alive.
Yeah, well said, man. I mean, there's so much going into this August 11th event, and very much excited for BKFC 48. And just to reiterate, very much appreciate you making some time to talk before the event. But until everything goes down with the fight, man, you have a good rest of your day. And yeah, thanks for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.